All right, coming down in 3, 2, 1. Grady Sizemore, fine center fielder for the Cleveland Indians, joins us here on The Fan. Now, you're 24 years old, but you're the veteran, the wily veteran. Now, do you get excited for spring training, or is it just since you know you have a job on the team, you just get your work in and get ready for the regular season?
Well, spring is always exciting. I think when spring training's here, you know the season's right around the corner, so it's always kind of fun to get out here and just get some work in.
Grady, when you look at the expectations, a lot were expected from the Indians last year and maybe didn't quite get done what you needed to get done. Is there a different mentality this spring?
Not necessarily. I think, we still expect, a lot out of ourselves as a team. I think we have to, take one step further. I think last year we kind of, went backwards in our progression. But, it's all right. I think, they're going to be even higher. We have to put more pressure on ourselves to be a better ball club.
What is the progression? How do you take that step further?
You just have to learn from the mistakes. I mean, we had, 2 years ago we had a good year, and, this last year we went back, but you just got to, improve on what you lacked. I think, at times we were consistent last year, and we have to get better and, make sure we're playing, every day and every series, like it's the last.
Grady Sizemore joining us here on The Fan. Do you get a sense of what the team is going to be like during spring training? Do you get a feeling, just like intuition?
I don't know. I can't really predict anything like that. But, there's always, everyone's optimistic in spring,
yeah.
I think. You work hard in the offseason to improve your ball club, and, we did that, and we improved in a lot of areas. And, now it's, we got the time here in spring to put it all together and for guys to kind of mesh together and learn how to play with each other and go from there.
I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
What was your one main focus that you wanted to improve on? More than one?
Yeah, personally, you just try to, trying to get back into, that regular season shape. And in the offseason, you take some time to look at what you did right and what you did wrong and, what areas you can improve on. And for me, it's kind of it's more of a broad view. It's more of getting better on the base pass, getting better, more discipline at the plate, and trying to put better at bats together throughout the season.
What is it like knowing that? I think the American League Central is the toughest division in baseball. Knowing that there are so many quality teams in this division, even the Royals went out and got themselves some starting pitching. They're going to be improved.
Yeah, I mean, every team is obviously it's one of the tougher divisions, if not the toughest, and. Every team, did things to make improvements, including us. So it's just it's going to be that much harder. I think, you look around, with, Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit, all those teams, and like I said, Kansas City. I mean, it's just there's no easy game in that division.
Yeah.
There's no team that's just mediocre. Everyone's really going to be battling for spots.
How important is it to get off to a fast start? And I'm just trying to educate myself a little bit on the length of a baseball season. I know there's no panic if you don't do well in April and May, but I guess for a team that has high expectations, is that important?
Yeah, I think it's important. I think it's more of, you want to get off to a good start, but you want to stay on that path. You want to get, obviously you'd like to be hot at the end of the year. You want to be going, playing your best ball towards the end of the season and hopefully getting that playoff spot. But, I think you just got to take it series to series. I think you want to get off to a good start, but you don't want to look too far ahead. You don't want to, focus too much on just 1 month. You want to focus on, the whole season. You want to go game to game and series to series and, you want to be, winning 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 and continue on that kind of streak and try to, gain ground as much as you can for as long as you can.
How tough is that? Because football players go in, they have to get themselves ready to play once a week, and they amp themselves up, and then they're ready to go. But knowing that you're out there pretty much every single day, how do you keep that intensity as the season goes on?
There's no one way to do it. I think for every player it's probably different, especially with, being a pitcher or being a position player. But, you definitely can't get too high or too low. I think you gotta, you're out there every day. Certain guys are at least, and you just have to find a way to, to get ready for every game. The hardest part is just, mentally staying, prepared and mentally, in the game every pitch.
You're a pro, though. That's part of it, right? Being a pro.
Well, that's what being a pro is. I think.
Yeah.
It's learning how to play the game and playing it the right way and respecting the game.
I always thought it was, I think it was Joe DiMaggio had that one quote that. And this is true because I went to one Indians game as a kid growing up in Northeast Ohio, and Joe DiMaggio, I think, was the one that said, I go out there and try to play every day like it's the only time somebody's ever going to see me play in person. And I think that's kind of a motivator. And there's a lot of kids that say, great, Grady Sizemore? This is the only time I'm going to get to see him play.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way you got to look at it. I think you got to leave it all on the field that day. You always, as far as quotes go, it's just kind of one of those things. I try to take an attitude. How would you play if you didn't have tomorrow?
Right.
So it's just you try to leave it all out there. You try to, gain ground, get better every day you can, no matter what how you're feeling or what the situation is.
What's Eric Wedge's managerial style? Does he ever get a little fired up?
Yeah, Wedge is definitely he's an intense manager. He's very passionate about the game. He's very very intense in the dugout. He's got a a good persona going on about him. I think he demands a lot of his players, but his players respect him for it. And, you know, everyone in that clubhouse wants to, you know, go to war with him.
Indian center fielder Grady Sizemore joining us here on The Fan. Does it help? And I know when Eric came into the league and he was going to manage, he was a younger manager, and a lot of people said, well, the younger manager's not great because they don't have the authority figured. Can you relate more to Eric Wedge because he's not an older guy?
I don't think age has too much to do with it. I think, he's been around the game for a long time, and he understands the game, and he knows a lot about the game. And I think that's what you're looking for out of a manager that knows the game and knows his players. And, for me, it's just, when you demand respect, but you have to earn it too, and he does both. And I think he's one of those guys that just you can really look to as a leader.
What do you do when you're not playing baseball over here? In Winter Haven,
yeah. there's not much.
A lot of golfing?
Yeah, no, I don't really golf in the season too much. It's just too tired on the body. But pretty much just watch college basketball every night, looking to find a good game.
You watch Buckeyes at all?
I've been watching them, yeah. I watched the last few games, actually.
They got a shot?
They look pretty good, yeah. I've been playing with them on the Xbox 360.
How far are they making it on the Xbox 360?
I'm whooping my roommate up right now, so doing pretty good for me.
I do want to ask you, because you were quite an athlete, actually a football player, and was recruited by the Huskies out of Washington. Any thought process of actually playing football, or baseball was your way?
No, not necessarily baseball. It was, football was really where I was going to go. I think I had kind of committed to Washington, and that's where I thought I was going to be. I mean, the draft just kind of happened, and it worked out in my favor, but and I really didn't expect that. I was kind of expecting to go to college, and it just kind of happened that, I got a better situation, and I just kind of went with it.
You're going to be – what round were you drafted in for baseball?
Third round.
Third. Well, so what if it was like – I don't know, how many rounds are there?
In 50? Baseball drafting, 100? Like 200 rounds.
Yeah, there's a lot of rounds.
What if it was a late round? Would that have changed?
It might have. I think, like I said, it was just one of those things that I expected, to go late or not at all, just because I told a lot of teams I wanted to play football, and – who's to say what would have happened if I would have got drafted in a different spot? I don't know. I can't really.
Shame on those teams that believed you.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I think you're a young kid. You're not really sure what you want to do or what the best route is. I just kind of, had to weigh my options. And I went with my gut. Baseball was kind of, where my love was. It's kind of where I really wanted to be in the future. And football, I love to play the game, but I didn't, it wasn't where I, baseball was a lot more, my speed, I think.
Well, you were telling me you were a safety and a running back in high school, but you said you were going to be a quarterback?
Yeah, they recruited me as a quarterback, actually. So.
Well, how good was a quarterback at your high school if you were going to be the quarterback?
He was good. I mean, like I said, we had a running offense. It was all run. And,
okay.
I went in there, and we just ran the option a lot. Like, so it was, I played running back, and then if we wanted to run some more, I'd play quarterback.
I guess when you look at the season as a whole, and the expectations are high, and what's the one thing that you want to bring back to Cleveland?
I think you always look at those, 400 and some sellouts or whatever they had.
Yeah.
I think we just want to get back to, where we're playing the playoffs, where we get the whole city behind us, where we get the Jake packed, and you just want to bring that feeling back that, we're going to win, and it's going to happen. And I think it's just I think this is the year we can do it. We got the guys in the locker room to do it. We just want to bring that fire back to the city.
Well, best of luck for the season. We know you're busy. Thanks for stopping by with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good free safety right there, man.
Play for the Buckeyes.
There you go. Thanks, bro.